Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
After the success of the 2019 album Sempre Verão and the Unplugged album the same year, Nelson Freitas has never really rested on his laurels and gave us some memorable singles throughout the strange year that was 2020, right through to 2021. He has a discography any musician would envy and ultimately is a Cabo Verdean legend, all things considered, as a songwriter, singer, producer. The ultimate triple threat. I found out about his music in 2003, I think, or 2004, roughly, through Johnny Ramos' Lagal, and it was such a vibe, still a vibe to this day. Nelson Freitas is back with a new album titled Pós Quarentena, and I will be reviewing it today. Africa, Morisse. My name is MJ Omotswe and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. How's things wherever you are, my people? How you doing? Me, I'm doing good. Can't complain. I keep it coming. I did an album review yesterday. Last night for me, but Nelson Freitas dropped, so it is what it is. Do visit the website, motomotomusic.com. Check out all the African album reviews that I've done. We are at number 123. And of course, support the YouTube channel, Motomoto Music Africa. There's album reviews. There's the 10 hottest African songs I heard this week show. There's plenty of stuff, so check it out. Otherwise, let's do this album review thing. Nelson Freitas, Pós Quarentena.
The latest African album review is...
Pós Quarentena was released on March 26th, 2021. It has 11 tracks, 33-minute runtime, 9 features, multiple production placements including Nelson Freitas himself, Felino Ramos, Nami, C-Mart, Antonio Miranda. Yeah.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Pós Quarentena opens up with Chocolate, which is a mid-tempo jam that will get you moving in no time. Do watch out for the guitar on this song though, and I feel like I should say that about every song on the album. I mean, I have listened to the whole album and man, the guitar work is fire. But let's just get into some of the songs first. Nelson Freitas does something extremely clever with his music, and starting with the song Chocolate, of course, a lot of his songs will start with or infuse some distinct English lines. For non-Portuguese or Creole speakers, this presents a great opportunity to find bits of the song to hang on to and softens our ears up for understanding what the song is about, while not necessarily understanding the bulk of the lyrics. So that's a nice touch that you have to watch out for with his music, and I appreciate that. There are some songs that came out over the last few months from this album. The title track itself, To Pós Quarentena, was one of the first around 9 months ago and became a huge hit. So it makes sense that he named the album after this song. Timing maybe? Maybe. But the song is such a vibe with a saxophone masterclass on there. Besides that, the rest of the song is just wow. It came after Nabomon with Naina a few months earlier, which did fairly well as well. On the list of songs you already heard from on this album is including the hard-hitting Plena, which he did some great Instagram marketing for it, and I liked that. There was also Telling Me Something featuring Mr. Easy. The latter is a favorite of mine, which rocked my February in so many ways. It's a surprising Afrobeats number, which really shows how universal the sound has become, but at the same time, how receptive Nelson Freitas is to sounds that are just making people dance around the continent. Mr. Easy shows up big time. I mean, it's Mr. Easy, guys. Does he ever not? While Nelson Freitas, no stranger to laying down smooth vocals on melodiously dancey tunes, shows his class on collaborations, starting with this one. The percolating rhythms are wonderfully panned ever so slightly both ways to really give room in the mix to drop the vocals right smack in the middle. But at the same time, they act as a way to give that sonic fullness. So it was a wonderful touch by Nelson Freitas. Kutelo became one of my favorite tunes on this project, particularly because Nelson occasionally stepped out of his vocal comfort zone to drop some wonderful notes. A complimentary production helps, of course. I mean, it always helps. And the bass guitar here was top-notch, including the guitar from around, I think it's the 2 minute, 12 second mark, which reminded me of a Sungura guitar as well. I wonder who played the guitar on that track. Yeah, Nelson, tell me. You also get pacey tracks that are pretty fast tempo, such as Big On You, which could do some damage on the DJ scene over the course of 2021, so I'm watching out for that one.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
There are definitely some phenomenal performances to be proud of on Post Quarantena. Firstly, for Nelson as a musician, but for the listener as well. We do get amazing music out of it. It's great to have some less popular artists, per se, showcased as well to balance things out. I mean, you get people such as C-Mart from Nigeria, who is phenomenally talented, and he's been working with a lot of who's who in the industry, but quietly so. But I tip this guy to be a huge name in the next few years. There's enough familiarity with four so previously released tracks on this album, all hits by the way, and then excellent newbies to complete the project. For a quick listen, you can easily repeat over and over. I listened to it about 3 times before doing this review, but it's only been out a few hours anyway. So, makes sense. Nelson himself is such a veteran when it comes to delivery, just vocally and all else. It's really now about the levels he can discover beyond what he can do. So he knows what he can do, he knows the hits he can make, but album to album, he always finds a new level. I found him to be quite comfortable without complacency, and also experimenting with modern flows to keep things fresh every now and again, and it's important nowadays because flow-wise, a lot has changed, even if you're singing. I do have to applaud the world-class instrument selection throughout Post Quarantena. It's one thing to do it once or twice, but when you consistently do it like Nelson Freitas does, this is a hallmark of a true quality musician. Then you have the mixing and mastering, which were totally faultless. I've said this before, Portugal. When something is done in Portugal, when it comes to the audio engineering and the mastering and everything in that realm, I can guarantee you there's every chance it's going to be the highest quality you'll find anyway. I dare you to scrutinize all the intricacies and find something there if you can. Totally up to you. If I were to critique anything on this album, there's just about nothing to, but I'd have loved more English tracks just because it would help me understand it a bit more, but I guess that's just me being selfish. Considering the extensive Nelson Freitas album discography, Post Quarantena occupies the usual 10 tracks give or take space he has a customer list too. His albums recently are never too long anyway, which is pretty cool. It just goes with symptoms of the time. Sempre Verão was 14 tracks at 43 minutes, and before that, the massive 4 was 12 tracks at 44 minutes. Post Quarantena, the songs are noticeably shorter on that album in general than the other two albums.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
You know what? 33 minutes. Those 33 minutes of the 11 tracks of this album flew by real fast. I didn't even feel them. that is testament to the music in all aspects being quality. And this album is a true Nelson Freitas album, with emphasis on having what I would term a quarantine party, considering the year we've had. His hit-making prowess has never been in doubt. Nelson Freitas is one of the few artists, singers, and songwriters around the world with such capabilities. You have your club-type bangers such as Vida Shoke. You get your wider Afrobeats hits like All Over the World featuring C-Mart and Positive, as well as Telling Me Something with Mr. Easy. Then you get your fast dance numbers and your mid-tempo Zouk Kizomba heart tuggers, not necessarily slow but still dancey, that really capture the essence of that Cabo Verde massive, and your Portuguese market favorites as well. The variety on this album is impressive in makeup as it is in execution. There's no song I would say runs away with it all, and in the same fashion I couldn't dwindle down the 11 to even 6 tracks. All of them are pretty good, and I welcome you to one of the first No Skips albums of 2021, adding to the one or two others around such as Joe Boys, which is pretty phenomenal. Posta Quarantena is worth the wait after 2019's Sempre Verão, so well done Nelson Freitas, you killed it. I don't have to tell anybody from Cabo Verde or Portugal to listen to this, even the Netherlands, he is born in the Netherlands, I believe. But if you're African or you love African music with a keen ear for smooth vocals with some tempo to the beats without going crazy, and you're also interested in music from Cabo Verde, you need to listen to Posta Quarantena by Nelson Freitas ASAP. It's worth it. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.